Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com, and if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Good morning, my friend. Early in the morning, I'm just going to have some quiet time this morning. Glad to invite you into that with me. Spend a little bit of time. I've been kind of thinking. I've recently come across several books that are just beautiful examples of the power of sharing your story in an open, honest, and vulnerable way. I received an advanced copy. Philip Yancey sent Lisa and I a beautiful copy of his memoir, Where the Light Fell. And if you're struggling with any sort of shame story in your past, whether it's church abuse or a problem with your parents or some sort of brokenness in your past, Philip's book is a beautiful example of the power of sharing your story in a real way, and it would help you. And he finishes it sort of with a story about the time that he had a severe car accident, broke his neck, and was in serious trouble. He was in the hospital, strapped to a backboard, and he finishes his book with this story, and he just comes down to say, "Lying helpless and strapped down, I would have felt utterly and inconsolably alone, except for the strong, sure sense that I had not made the long, winding journey unaccompanied. I walked out of the hospital late that February evening, wearing a neck brace and grateful to God for another chance at life. As a boy wandering in the woods, a teenager constructing a survival shell, a psychic survival shell, a lovesick college student running from the hound of heaven. In all those places, I felt that T.S. Eliot called a tremor of bliss, a wink of heaven, a whisper. I came to love God out of gratitude, not fear. Above all else, grace is a gift, one I cannot stop writing about until my story ends." So you see, Philip pressed on through all those hard times, all those difficult moments of his life, all the church abuse, all the issues with his family, and he landed in a place where when he was calm in his spirit, he felt grace. And he came to God out of gratitude for delivering him from all those things, not from being afraid of him as some kind of hound of heaven, as he's called him, but in a place of gratitude and rest. The vulnerability to share your story will help other people see that when they're dealing with brokenness and hard times, that they can get through it too. And I just have been kind of focusing on the scripture this morning where Paul said two different things. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30. Paul, remember, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, educated scholar, brilliant man, could have been very, and hand-selected by Jesus to be an apostle, right? Personal encounter with Christ. Paul could have been arrogant. But he said in 2 Corinthians 11:30, "If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness." If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. Brené Brown, in her famous TED Talk and all the books that she's written, beautiful books like Darren Greatly, she basically talks about vulnerability and the willingness to be real with ourselves. And she says, I can see now how owning our story and loving ourselves through that process is the bravest thing we will ever do. Owning our story and loving ourselves through the process is the bravest thing we will ever do. Vulnerability sounds like truth. It feels like courage. Truth and courage aren't always comfortable, but they're never weakness. Let me tell you why this matters. You're living out a story, friend, And that story is how God can speak and step into your brokenness and put you back together as the person he wants you to be. And those weak spots, the hard parts, the places where you struggle, places where you felt pain, those are the places that are going to be helpful to other people along their journey. If you try to come at life by projecting yourself as having it all together all the time, you'll never get to use the broken parts of your story in a way that help other people. Now, I'm not talking about going around being a person who just blasts out inappropriate details of their life all the time. That's not the same. They usually do that out of a sense of projecting shame and expecting to be rejected, so we just go ahead and throw it all out there and be as weird as we can. That's not what vulnerability is. Vulnerability is being honest about who you are, being willing to face it and let God step into it without numbing yourself with alcohol or something else to try to make it not there, and without putting a fake face on the world to look like something you're not. Brené Brown further says, the dark doesn't destroy the light, it defines it. See, you need to let the darkness in your life have some light exposure so you can actually open it up and let God heal it. So then you can use that brokenness and that story of deliverance in a way that helps you. 2 Corinthians 12:9-11, Paul further says, he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So the question is, would you rather try to perfect your own power by projecting strength? Or would you rather let God perfect you and give you his power, the power that can speak life into emptiness, to create something from nothing? Your power comes from the Lord, and you can do all things through him if he gives you the strength. Philippians 4:13, right? I can do all things through him who gives me strength. So the idea is, you will be stronger if you let God give you your strength. You will be more perfect if you let God use your brokenness to perfect you and let that story of him correcting you and improving you and making you more like him over the course of your lifetime, that will actually give you a better witness and better story and a more whole person that you can then present to other people to help them in their lives. David Crowder sang a song, Come As You Are. God doesn't expect us to be perfect. He expects us to be honest and real. We're going to play Come As You Are, then we're going to pray, and then we're going to have a song from Francesca Battistelli called If We're Honest, and I'll leave you with that. Here's David Crowder, Come As You Are.
Sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your there's no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down.
Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for showing us in the scripture that you want us to be real, that you don't want us to have these fake personas that try to cover up our imperfections. Thank you for letting vulnerable people like Philip Yancey write these books that show us the power of telling our story in a true way. Somebody out there listening right now, Father, is struggling with shame or guilt or regret. They're presenting to the world a picture that isn't really who they are, and they're worried all the time. They're trying to juggle all these plates and try to remember which version of themselves they're trying to present, and they're constantly worried that somebody's going to find out who they really are. And the path to redemption is to just open up and let you show them who they really are, how that you've created them in your image, how you want to use those broken parts to perfect them in your image, and then use that story of transformation, redemption, and healing to help other people. Father, help us to put down our costumes. Help us to present to the world who we really are, not in a way to expect to be further shamed, but in a way to say, hey, this is what I struggle with, and here's how I'm dealing with it. Here's how God's helping me, and maybe he can help you too. Speak into those places where we're ashamed, Father. Speak into those places where we're dealing with regret, and help us to be vulnerable. For your power and your grace is sufficient for us. You're everything. And our power is made perfect. Your power is made perfect in us when we allow ourselves to reveal our weaknesses. So if we're going to boast about anything, let us boast about the weaknesses that we have, because those are the places that you can then show us how strong you are. Help us today, Father, to be vulnerable, to be real, to be honest. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Friend, take off the mask. Be who you really are. Let God redeem it, repair it, restore it, and then share that story with the world. That's the story that's worth telling, not the one you're trying to project, not the one you're making up. Just be honest. Here's Francesca Battistelli. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Truth is harder than a lie. Dark seems safer than the light, and everyone has a heart that loves to hide. I'm a mess and so are you. We've built walls nobody can get through. Yeah, it may be hard, but the best thing we could ever do, ever do. Bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine. 'Cause love can heal what hurt divides. And mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're honest, if we're honest, don't pretend to be something that you're not. Living life afraid of getting caught. There is freedom found when we lay our secrets down at the cross, at the cross. So bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine. 'Cause love can heal what hurt divides. And mercy's waiting on the other side.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.